Here we have some examples of so-called parameterized HTML. So this essentially illustrates what I already said was the reason to do document.writeln. So we have two JavaScript invocations here. The one up here is put in the header, because this is defining Nifty variables that we're going to be using. So by my general rule of thumb, we put that stuff in the header. And so we're defining an image width to be 600 and an image file to be mpac.gif. And then in here, we're in the body, because here's the body stuff. And then we have defined some JavaScript. And this particular JavaScript is document.writeln. And the argument of document.writeln is a string, and this string is made up of three separate strings. The first string is a bunch of ASCII characters, which is the image tag, a line equals top, and then it says width equals, then this quote ends the string, and then it says plus, as in Java, plus is what you use for adding strings together, plus image width, which we look up here as 600, plus, and then we start the string again, source equals, actually I miscounted, there are five strings here, source equals, close quote, image file, and then we have the end of the tag. So this, if you look at it, is exactly the same as writing an ordinary image tag, except the value of the width is a variable, and the value of the file is a variable. Now, in this particular trivial case, these variables are not changeable, because I set them at the top of the file. But it's extremely easy, and some of the examples which we have attached to this page show cases where you can change by hand the image file or the image width, and not change by hand. You change with a form, so you can add a form to this page which allows you to input image width and image file. So you have a form with an onClick. That onClick calls a function. The function says image width equals form .name.value, which is whatever you entered. And that allows you to have a system where you can dynamically change, in this case here, the image file or the image width. So this exemplifies something which, when you can make it sort of arbitrarily complex, is a very powerful way of generating dynamic pages.